Today's practice guide is entitled How to Use Practical Measures to Transform School Systems. This series from the Innovation to Evidence Project team at Child Trends aims to help practitioners, policymakers, and researchers transform K-12 school systems to better meet the needs of students, families, and communities. This practice guide focuses on practical measurement of school practices and programs and how it can be used to transform school systems. Let's dive in. One important aspect of transforming school systems is knowing whether the programs, tools, and practices that are being implemented are working as intended. In this practice guide, we aim to help practitioners, policymakers, and researchers learn more about using practical measurement. To help our readers, we'll use a character, Terrence, a vice principal at the fictional Cherry Oak Elementary School. To illustrate the use of practical measurement to assess whether a student-teacher relationship building tool is working as he intends. Imagine that while reviewing school-wide data related to disciplinary referrals, Terrence uncovers a pattern among student referrals whereby 80% of students sent to the office were fourth grade students. After investigating this trend, Terrence discovers that most of the referrals happened during the English Language Arts ELA block time. Terrence believes the disproportionality in discipline may be a symptom of disengagement from the instructional strategies being implemented with the ELA curriculum. After convening the school improvement team and giving careful consideration to the team's ideas for classroom intervention/practices, Terrence ultimately begins training fourth grade ELA teachers to implement an evidence-based student-teacher relationship building tool in their classrooms. However, after 3 months of implementation, disciplinary referrals remained largely unchanged. Terrence wants to use practical measurement to understand whether the new tool is working as he and the school improvement team intended. How practical measurement is useful. Measurement means determining the attributes or dimensions of an object, skill, or knowledge. In education, measurement is used to better understand how the school as a system is serving students to attain desired outcomes for each learner. Measurement helps school staff operationalize practices and interventions, better understand what is and is not working for each student, and better support conditions that foster and promote improved outcomes. Measuring practices must be quick and easy to use for teachers given their different day-to-day responsibilities. Terrence and his team need to capture specific actionable data through measures that promote quick analysis and discipline inquiry. These types of measures allow his team to collectively reflect on their practices to be more strategic about implementing the student-teacher relationship building tool in the fourth grade ELA classrooms. Applying practical measurement to Terrence's fourth grade ELA classrooms. Returning to Terrence's original goal, reducing disciplinary referral rates, Terrence must focus on four aspects of the intervention. 1, did it work? 2, is it working? 3, how is it working? And 4, is it yielding unintended consequences in the system? Each question can be answered through practical measurement as outlined in the figure below. First question, did it work? This question can be addressed with the outcome measure, which assesses the aim/goal of the improvement initiative. In this example, the outcome measure is the review of end of semester discipline referral data to examine what percentage of referrals are fourth grade students. Second question, is it working? This question will be addressed with the driver measure, which assesses changes. Drivers serve as intermediaries between the change in classroom practices and the outcome. In this example, the driver measure is student exit tickets administered weekly by fourth grade teachers to assess student engagement levels during ELA block. Third question, how is it working? This question can be addressed with the process measure, which helps Terrence and his team determine whether the student-teacher relationship building tool is being implemented in classrooms as intended. In this example, the process measure is a meeting minutes template completed at each weekly fourth grade ELA teacher professional learning community meeting to monitor the tool's content and coverage. This allows Terrence to know how many teachers are using the tool and how it is being implemented in the fourth grade ELA classrooms. Fourth and final question, is the intervention yielding unintended consequences in the system? This question can be addressed with the balancing measure, which helps Terrence keep a close watch on other parts of the system. The balancing measure seeks to capture the unintended consequences of change efforts. In this example, fourth grade student ELA achievement results on end of semester exams. As Terrence and the team focus on alleviating fourth grade student disciplinary referrals, they will want to ensure that students continue to achieve on semester benchmark assessments. Before sharing how you can begin to use practical measurement in your own work, check out this video to learn from expert Dr. June Ahn, who shares some key information about how to dive into practical measurement. How you can begin practical measurement. As it demonstrated by Terrence's efforts at his school, practical measurement can be implemented to support and address issues that arise within schools throughout an intervention to support student learning. The scenario focuses on a specific instance of using practical measurement, but how can you use practical measures to support interventions in your classroom and school? Start by going through this checklist to create your plan. 1. Identify the specific problem you want to solve. 2. Identify which interventions you want to test or implement to address this problem. 3. Determine how you'll measure whether it is effective. 4. Select or develop measures. 5. Refine the measure you will use. 6. Plan how you will collect data. 7. Plan to analyze and dig into your data. 8. Reflect and compile lessons learned. Practical measurement is a practical tool to improve how school systems operate. This measurement tool is easy to implement by diverse school personnel and can facilitate deep learnings that improve student learning experiences. We hope this guide illustrates how you can use or improve your use of practical measurement in your school system work.